Lesson 22. The 22nd lesson. The doctor and the chemist. There's nothing more unpleasant than being taken ill when you are away from home. If that ever happens to you, go and see a doctor or send for him at once. He will come along and feel your pulse, take your temperature, sound your lungs, and examine you thoroughly. He will prescribe a diet for you and tell you what to eat and what not to eat. And he will probably advise you to abstain from alcoholic drinks, or coffee, or tea, or both, and to smoke less. If you want a tonic or some medicine, he will give you a prescription that you can get made up at a chemist. Going to the chemist is rather an adventure in a foreign town. Chemist shops these days are wonderful places. You can get not only medicines, drugs, and all kinds of pills and ointments, but all sorts of other things as well, such as cameras and films, which they will develop and print for you, safety razors, blades, shaving soaps, shaving brushes, hair brushes, nail brushes, combs, bottles of every conceivable shape and size, containing scent, tonics, mouthwashes, cough mixtures, and whatnot. You can buy vacuum flasks, hot water bottles, and sponges, toothpastes and toothbrushes, powder puffs and lipsticks, and 101 other things required by man, woman, or child. You don't look very well this morning. What's the matter? Didn't you sleep well?
Not very. I don't think there's anything wrong, but I'm not feeling quite the thing.
You haven't got any pain, have you?
Oh, no. I just feel out of sorts. I may have eaten something that has disagreed with me.
Got a temperature?
I don't think so. I'm quite all right. Just a bit upset, that's all.
Let's have a look at your tongue. Wouldn't you like to see a doctor?
Oh, I don't think it's as bad as all that, thank you. Please don't be uneasy about me. I'll be perfectly fit again before long. It's only a slight bilious attack, nothing much.
Well, perhaps you'd better stay in bed this morning. Quite sure you wouldn't like me to telephone for a doctor?
No, no, please don't. Send me up a cup of tea and some dry toast, and I can promise you I shall be perfectly well by this afternoon.
Very well. Try and get some more sleep. I'll come up again after lunch. Well, how do you feel now?
Much better, thank you. I'm perfectly well again. I get these attacks sometimes. It must be something I eat. They're not at all serious, really, but they're decidedly unpleasant while they last.
I'm sure they are. They can be very unpleasant indeed, as I know to my cost.